I'm Charles Murphy reporting. Henry County Schools decided not to pursue housing projects for staff. The superintendent doubted its financial viability. Michael Swindle noted the housing market is a little better than it has been, and teachers and staff are starting to figure it out.
But the point being that the housing market, I believe, is still somewhat better than it was 2 years ago. We don't see near the strain that we did. The pricing is still a little bit more than what our folks really obtainably can't afford, but they're figuring it out. I hate to say it that way.
Some of the school board says they thought there was some potential in using school surplus property to develop homes. Paul Sammerdike was one of those.
I don't think we need a multi-million dollar complex, but I think you get 6 or 8 units and stuff like that to initiate. We have nice property right between the schools, walking distance to 4 schools.
The district has 82 acres of surplus property appraised at $2,350,000 they could possibly use. A man suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia drove around South Florida earlier this week. Charles Brown left his home in Boynton Beach, alarming his family when he didn't return for hours. He had a tracking device on his vehicle, and he was spotted on 441 heading northbound in Palm Beach County, entering Martin County into Okeechobee County, and eventually was located safe in Glades County. The Glades County Sheriff will be paid $230,000 to provide 2 school resource officers to campuses this year. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Beth Barfield was opposed to the district paying 100%. Currently, the county had paid for 1 full-time school resource officer.
I want that discussion to be had by our county commissioners because we should not pay 100% of that.
A hunter accidentally shot himself in the foot in Palm Beach County. 60-year-old Arnaldo Caraballo of Hialeah Gardens dialed 911 to get help. Palm Beach Fire Rescue helped the man as he tried to drive to the hospital, starting at mile marker 69 of US 27. Caraballo said he'd gone to hunt doves in the area when the shotgun discharged, injuring his toes. He was taken to Lakeside Medical Center. A 55-year-old Belglade man was charged with aggravated battery with a motor vehicle after an incident of road rage near the intersection of State Road 15 and State Road 80. Daniel Flowers claimed another motorist had pointed a handgun at him during the dispute. The victim claimed Flowers forced him off the road with the semi he was driving. The victim caught the incident on his cell phone. Flowers was also charged with reckless driving. The other driver has not been charged. The Florida Highway Patrol chased after a Pahokee man who allegedly failed to stop for a traffic violation in West Palm Beach. 29-year-old Nelson Boyce was also chased by Palm Beach deputies. Boyce was spotted going 90 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone, according to troopers, and also had no taillights on. Troopers tried 3 times to end the chase with pit maneuvers and finally were successful, spinning the vehicle out of control, a white Chevrolet Trax. They searched the vehicle, and troopers detained the passenger while deputies chased the driver. They found a stolen handgun out of Okeechobee County and some illegal narcotics, allegedly. Boyce was charged with fleeing and attempting to elude, resisting arrest, and driving without a license after a foot chase. The passenger was charged with a misdemeanor. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.